Oh my gosh, my favorite girl is here. Laura Sievert is here from Arts Quincy, and we talk every Wednesday about all the great things that are happening in the world of arts. But we do have one announcement. The Arts Quincy magazine has been delayed by a shipping error. And so if you want to see what's going on, especially this coming weekend and all the great things that are happening around town, please go online. You can get that online, right? Can't you, Laura?
Yeah, so we have it online already. And I have to say, I'm really excited about this issue. The big summer issue is always a good issue. But former Arts Quincy employee, J.C. Womack-Spake, who has now gone out on her own as a full-time artist, which is really cool, designed a cover for this issue. So when it gets to your mailbox, you're going to know because it's bright and colorful. In fact, we've already had a couple people ask about buying posters, so if you want a poster, give me a call, we'll get you one of this cool cover. But yeah, we had a little shipping error, shipping delay, I guess, and we expect it out anytime. We were hoping they'd resolve it this week. It might be next week. So, you know, sometimes that happens. We've had a good run of on-time magazines, so it was about time.
It's about time we had some glitch.
Got us.
Well, let's talk about things that aren't a glitch, and that is tomorrow night, and I may be there. I'm going to be in Hannibal all day tomorrow, so I might be at Mark Twain Music's Under the Stars first concert. They're opening up Thursday night at the Boyhood Home Stage right there in downtown Hannibal, and the great wide range of bands that are performing, and tomorrow, gosh, is somebody really famous that everybody loves in Hannibal. Can't think of the name of it now, but anyway, it's going to be a huge concert because this is like the most popular band in Hannibal, and they're kicking off the summer music series. So all you have to do is bring your lawn chair. There's lots of food vendors. Tomorrow night, Chamber of Commerce is selling food. If they ever have inclement weather, it'll be at the Admiral Kuntz Recreation Center, but tomorrow should be great.
Stonehill Band.
Stonehill Band, that's
Stonehill
it.
Stonehill Band, yeah. So, sorry, it wasn't on that sheet there.
That's okay.
But, yeah, Stonehill Band is one of the most beloved bands out in Hannibal. And the Boyhood Home has great programming all year long. They're one of our kind of honorary partners. They promote Blues in the... Blues in the District.
Blues in the District.
I was like, you know, the one I'm pointing. It
yeah.
doesn't work.
That
this
doesn't work on the radio.
This is a radio. But you know, the one over there with the music. Oh, my gosh. It's a rainy day. I'm just not quite there yet.
But anyway, every Thursday night they have a free concert. But it's very popular. Bring your own lawn chair. And they always have food. So if you're looking for something to do on a Thursday night, now through August 7th, you can just go down to the Boyhood Home.
Yes.
You can also stay in Quincy for Friday and Saturday night to go to German Fest. This is so much fun. And the popular bands from last year are back. And some people say, well, why would you have the same thing? And my attitude is, when you have the Waterloo German Band and the worst, W-U-R-S-T, the worst Bavarian band, why wouldn't you want to go see them? They're only here once a year.
Well, and I really like the dancers, Wir Tanzen Tanzers, the We Dance Dancers out of St. Louis. They're a lot of fun. Of course, there's a huge selection of beers, including specialty beer at this event, so that's one of the most fun parts of the event for folks. I know that the Quincy Brewing Company has one called the something Helles.
Helles Hefe or something like that.
Yeah, I didn't write that down either. I'm sorry. I didn't get my details today.
But there's always a special brew from Quincy Brewing Company. So,
yeah.
And actually, they have all the imported beers will be there. It's really, really a great chance for you to try some different beers.
And they bring that root beer for your kids. So, like, yeah. I go and I have, like, a beer because, you know. And so they've got the
root beer
for the kids. And they've got the Kinderplatz. So the Kinderplatz has got yard games, activities. They can usually do, like, German cookies. They didn't specify, but that's usually what they are.
They don't have the
to.
German cookies this year.
What? Why not? I like the
production
cookies.
Problems.
Production
shipping,
problems.
Shipping problems.
The flour got
expensive.
On
the same boat that Arts Quincy is
our magazine lost in space somewhere. Oh, dang it. All right.
Okay, but anyway,
no
get to German Fest.
Bring your own cookies.
Friday and Saturday, 5 to 11. Friday and 3 to 11 at South Park on Saturday. And again, the Quincy Children's Museum will be there. And so that will be absolutely fantastic. The Chicago Festival Ballet Cinderella has 95 local dancers that are taking roles alongside the pros from Chicago as they put on Cinderella Saturday night, 7:30 at Morrison Theater, QNC Junior High School. Tickets are $25 at the door. And of course, anyone high school and younger gets in free.
Right.
And if your daughter or son has any interest whatsoever in dancing, this is a chance to go see their peers perform on the stage.
Yeah, I particularly love bringing boys to this kind of event because they're going to see the insane athleticism of these ballet mm-hmm. dancers. I mean, ballet male dancers are, I mean, every bit the athlete that any professional football player is. In fact, a lot of professional football players train in ballet so that they have the coordination to be, you know, wide receivers and running backs.
And the flexibility.
And the flexibility. So I think it always shocks the boys the most. Like, you expect these beautiful, powerful female dancers, but man, those guys really show up. And so, you know, definitely bring the whole family. Again, it becomes a really affordable way to see something like this.
Because the kids are free.
Kids are free. So, you know, if I take my husband and I for those $25 tickets, which is already very affordable, you know, we can bring all the kids for nothing, and that's just awesome.
And 95 local dancers. So,
yeah,
you know, if you
want
to see
them,
the local talent that's going to be there, the Chicago Festival Ballet with Cinderella. So, again, don't miss this incredible ballet. We haven't had a ballet in Quincy, I think, since before COVID. Have we had a ballet?
I don't know if we've had it used to be every other year, and I think it'll be every other year now, but I don't think we've had one yet since COVID.
Yeah, okay.
So it's about that time. Let's do it.
The Bicentennial, of course, has got some great speaker series, and the next one coming up at Wednesday night, June 11th, a week from today, not tonight, but a week from today, 6:30 at John Wood. There's always a social hour at 6. The fifth installment of the Bicentennial Speaker Series with Dr. Orville Jones, Reverend Jones, will speak on the African-American churches of Adams County, and there are a few. And so that'll be fantastic. And then the next morning, they always have the Talk Back program at the Historical Society at 12th and State. So this is something that the Bicentennial Speaker Series is putting on to just kind of enrich our community, and Arts Quincy is all behind it.
Yeah, actually, in the magazine that is not in your mailbox yet, do check it out online. We have a whole couple pages dedicated to what's still coming up. Besides the Speaker Series, don't forget we've got village festivals all summer long. Each of the individual villages has a small festival for the Bicentennial, as well as the schoolhouse tours, which are you can arrange by appointment. So lots going on with the Bicentennial. The entirety of it is in the Arts Quincy magazine that you'll get someday.
You'll get someday, and you can get it online right now at artsquincy.org. Now, the last thing we're going to talk about today, and I'll have to let you go because we've got it backed up out there. We've got a full house today. The Jackson Lincoln Swimming Pool, which if you just heard this morning on WTAD, they are experiencing some financial difficulties. They're undergoing a major fundraising event. They will open Saturday. They're opening Saturday at 1. And for the fifth year, Arts Quincy is teaming up with Jackson Lincoln Pool for the Summer Arts and Culture Nights. And the first one is June 17th. They're going to show Disney's movie Big Hero 6 based on the Marvel comics. And the robot will be there. And also Blessing Hospital is always there helping out. And Arts Quincy and many of your member organizations are there. This is a fun night at the pool, but you don't swim. You're in the lot, the grassy lot adjacent to the pool.
Right. But don't forget your swimsuits because Quincy Fire Department will be there with our fire truck sprinklers. And they do it for the first hour or so until the field gets too muddy. It's like, it's kind of a riot. We're going to, pull out all the stops. Blessing Hospital will provide a free meal. We'll have the movie on the big, bright outdoor screen. We've got the Quincy Children's Museum, the Quincy Arts Center, the Quincy Historical Society. The library will be there. The fire department's even going to do some fire safety education. So we've got a lot going on. It's all free and serves that community. But like you said, Mary, maybe the bigger story today on Jackson Lincoln is they really do need help and they need it quick. They need $200,000 by middle of July to stay open this year.
$250,000, and we're going to have them on the show tomorrow.
Oh, good.
So they'll be my guest tomorrow on the Mary Griffith
Show. We love
them.
I want to help any way I can because the matching campaign is going to be great. So love Jackson Lincoln, and we'll see you guys all there.
Okay. Lots going on with Arts Quincy, folks. If you don't have something to do this weekend, you're not trying. And it's all thanks to Arts Quincy. And Laura Sievert, thank you. Coming up, if you don't have something to do at 1 o'clock this afternoon, there's a free performance by Quincy Community Theater, Act Two Players, starring me in a cast of thousands. I'm not starring in it. I have a very minor role, but you know me. I'll grab the spotlight any way I can. We'll take a break when we come back. Brendan Shea from Quincy Community Theater is here to talk about not just this event, but a whole slew of events coming up at Quincy Community Theater. Stay tuned. I am back. It's 9:30 at Talk Radio 930 WTAD and sucking up with all my might to the director of the Quincy Community Theater. Well, you're the education director. The education director. He's edumacating me every week with adult classes, and so I have to suck up if I want a good part in the future productions. But it really doesn't matter because Brendan Shea has a tendency to cast based on talent, which I disagree with completely.
And Bryce. You forgot
Bryce. But Bryce, okay, then I'm in. Then I am in. Brendan Shea from Quincy Community Theater. Welcome to the Mary Griffith Show. You've been on before, but let's talk a little bit about the excitement that's happening at Quincy Community Theater this summer because you've expanded your children's offerings. Like, I used to think that the theater did a lot, and they did, but now you've, like, tripled the amount of offerings that are available. I mean, it's an explosion of child talent at Quincy Community Theater. Tell us all about that.
Well, listen, first of all, we have an explosion of talent in this community anyway, right?
I agree, every age.
So many, amazing students that participate in theater, and then even more that haven't had that opportunity yet, right? Because, you know, our classes fill up, and, you know, as you said, we had so much room to expand it, so that's what we did. We not only have, created more offerings for students in July through our classes, but we also are, for the first time, trying out two sessions of our musical theater summer camp, Triple Threat Boot Camp. And so the first one actually starts next week, which is kind of amazing.
It's probably sold out already, right?
Well,
or could we still get in?
Well, I think if you act fast today, and you pass a bribe in
but
there
wait,
as well.
There's more. If you call today. So what? That's a special age group next week, right?
That's right. Yeah. So Triple Threat Boot Camp is for the serious performers out there in the community from age kids that are going into fifth grade to graduating from high school. They participate in a day-long program from 8:30 to 4:30. They stay at the theater. They learn about singing, acting, and dancing. Those are the triple threats. And then we put on a Broadway-style musical theater showcase at the end of the week on Saturday. We also have a half-day program for the youngest performers, too. So kids that are going into second grade to going into fourth grade, that's called basic training. So that program has really taken off in the past couple of years. That they also participate in the showcase. They learn singing, dancing, and acting, learn musical theater numbers. It's just a half-day program. So the first session starts next week. It might be a little bit behind eight ball to get into that one, but we also have – you can try. But we also have a second session that is going to be at the end of July. So double the fun at QCT.
Will they be the same sessions just repeated, or could a child go to both and get different, or are they just identical to each other?
No, so they're identical in terms of they're both full-day programs.
Full-day programs.
Right? But the content is totally different. So in that second session, we're doing Disney musical numbers. In the first session, we're doing some other, well, I'm not going to reveal it on the air, okay? It's got to be secret a little bit, right? We're doing some classic musicals and modern musicals next week. But the other thing that's different is that kids can do both sessions and they get different instructors too, right? One thing that's great about QCT, you know, if you've gone, you know the quality is very high, right? And not only do we have the best of this community performing on stage and teaching, but we also bring in guest artists to teach too, right? So we have professional theater people that come into this program, Triple Threat Boot Camp. They teach the kids. They pass on, you know, all the secrets of how to perform like a star, right? So there's different instructors between the first session and second session. And though I am actually teaching next week in end of July, our new artistic director, Ethan, is going to be taking my role as the acting teacher. So it's a chance for all those teens out there to get to know Ethan, right? And that's a great way to, you know, maybe get on stage in one of his productions down the road.
You know, I want to make a clarification because I joke about bribes and things like that. But the truth of the matter is, just because your child goes to these boot camps or takes all these lessons does not guarantee them a part in a play.
That's true.
But here's the rub. It helps them be better prepared for the audition. And for some kids, the trouble is we don't have a show every week. And so for some of these children, the camp is their show. That's mm-hmm. what they're doing. they're never going to be cast in stage because maybe their parents won't let them during the school year be up at night to rehearse, or maybe they don't have the time or energy. It doesn't have anything to do with talent. A lot of talented people sit on the sidelines because there's only a limited number of parts, mm-hmm. or because they're personal. This is not their profession.
Right.
So I was watching some old home movies of Ron Howard when he was Opie, and he talked about how his dad, who helped write the Andy Griffith Show, was his acting coach. And they would, you know, he'd be the part of Andy, and they'd work on their lines together because Opie couldn't read.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to learn all of his lines just by rote memorization and by his dad coaching him, you know. And, of course, his natural ability, what would a six-year-old child do? That's what Ron Howard did. And they said, well, that's what Opie would do, too. So, but there's so much opportunity for kids to get involved in a way to express themselves.
Very true. And, you know, it's not even about getting a role for a lot of these kids,
really.
Too, right?
You know, the camp is the role for a lot of them. It's sufficient in and of itself.
Oh, for sure. And then part of that experience, too, is, you know, the social bonding of it all, too. You know, we have kids that actually come from out of town. They stay with their grandparents over the summer, and they do boot camp at QCT every year. That's the thing they do, right? We have several kids that like to do crew, right, that like to, you know, make props. To do hair and makeup, but this is our opportunity to come together with kids that share an interest, right? And they get to spend all day with them. They get to actually work on a project together and be on stage together. There's something very powerful and primal about being on stage together. Everybody's relying on each other, right? And there's a rush that comes with that really is hard to replicate, right? And so it's something that, whether that's the only time they get on stage throughout the year, the process of just being there, making something, and making all these new friends, right? That's what is at the heart of these type of experiences. So that's really why we wanted to expand that, right? To just provide more of that, you know, kind of transformational quality, that social connection to more kids in this community. Because let's face it, they need it.
They need it. So I think kids as young as going into, like, kindergarten can start with classes at QCT and, of course, all the way up through senior in high school. And again, if you've never been part of it and you're 16 years old, you're not too old. It's not too late.
Definitely
everybody
not.
Starts.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like starting karate. You know, everybody's a white belt. No
That's
matter
right.
what age you are, everybody's a white belt when you first walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll learn. And yes, some will be the most valuable. You know, some will be the one that can score 20 points in a basketball game.
Right.
You may not be that person, but you can be a participant on the team. You can
mm-hmm.
be the one that lobs the ball. You know, you can be the assist leader.
Yeah, I'm
and
still
that's
a white
what,
belt,
that's
actually.
What, yeah, no, you're not. This man has a degree from Harvard University, which was interesting. Thank God he's not Chinese or he would have never gotten in. But anyway, now, while we're talking, because we've got all these exciting things for kids, and if your kids are already bored, call QCT today and see if you can get them in a production.
Right.
Because these camps are wonderful, and they've got tons of them for every age group known to man, including the high school crowd. You do things for adults.
We do.
And one of the things that you've started is this Act 2 Players. These are people, you don't have to be retired, but you have to be more mature. And really, there's no age limit. Somebody in our band is in his 20s, I think. He's young, but you have to be able to be available during the day to
yes.
perform.
Yes.
And we're going to have a performance today at once if you'd like to see what it's all about and how easy it is. How difficult is it teaching adults? Don't use me as an example. But it's difficult because, again, we all come in with different levels.
That's right.
Of experience, and you've got to try to form. These people didn't choose each other. I just went to this class and became part of this group. I didn't choose the other people in the cast with
mm-hmm,
me.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to get along with them. I've got to do the parts they assign me. I've got to, you know, do whatever. Talk a little bit about that. How that's an enrich. I've been loving this experience. This is helping me grow as an adult.
I'm so glad it's helping me grow, too. And I have to say, I got to give a shout-out to Deb Currier, who's kind of the brainchild of Deb's.
Yeah, she started it. I never got to work under her.
Yeah, and, you know, this program, as you mentioned, is a chance for adults who have time during the day to get together and perform, and who they perform for actually is really at the crux of this as well. They go to assisted living communities, retirement homes, nursing homes, a veterans home, and take theater to people that maybe, you know, don't have the opportunity to come to us, right? So that already is a very enriching opportunity to bring those stories out into the community. But like you said, you know, the thing about teaching adults is that, you know, we kind of all go to an experience feeling like we're kind of a fully formed person, right? With our own ideas, perspective on life, maybe set in our ways in some examples, right? I'm certainly that way. And, being at the theater kind of forces you to open up a little bit, right? And to kind of think about different ways of working, different ways of being, different ways of seeing the world and empathize with other people. And that's something that it doesn't matter how old you are, that's one of the hardest things to do, right? Is to learn how to get along with people. But beyond that, just to kind of walk a mile in their shoes, right?
Well, a lot of writers. Now, I particularly am not a very prolific writer when it comes to this group. I'm working. I'm trying to get a little bit better at that. But I'm staying a little bit more in my acting lane, but I'm trying a little bit of the writing. Mm-hmm. But it's very interesting because one of the great things about this I found is you might get assigned a role. And you say, okay, Mary, you're going to be this person, and we're going to perform this, you know, maybe 14 times in our little season that we have. We have about a three-month season, and we do these little shows. They're only 30 minutes long, so it's not like it's a huge commitment in your day. But I'll get used to being, you know, the nosy neighbor or whatever. And then all of a sudden, the other lady who is not the nosy neighbor is not there that day, and I get recast as her part.
Mm-hmm.
And so it does help you stretch and grow. We don't have to memorize lines because we're reading from scripts. It's reader's theater, which anything that I have to memorize lines scares me. And people are always asking, Mary, why aren't you in shows at QCT anymore? I said, I would love to be in a show, and maybe someday I will be again. But the memorization of the lines is becoming harder and harder for me. And so this is a way I get around that. I have the script. We practice it. After you've done it 14 or 15 times, you kind of have it down.
Yeah, you know it.
But Brendan comes in and says, I notice your diction's getting a little bit sloppy there. You're not enunciating. Or the way you're saying that, it's not getting the laugh that we want it to get. Try to put the emphasis on a different syllable.
Mm-hmm.
And that really helps. And if you can take that direction and you're willing to go out and try to do that, I find that to be very fulfilling. Now, sometimes it's not so fulfilling when somebody says, I don't like the way you did that.
Mm.
But it's never done in a critical way. It's done in a corrective, let's try it this way.
I don't think I would ever say to you, Mary, I don't like the way you said that, okay? I mean,
he did put enunciate, though, on mud puddle.
Enunciate.
I put enunciate on top of my script. But, no, I appreciate it because, first of all, you know what you're doing. And yet you are just one opinion. Because
right.
I could go to five different acting coaches, and Brendan Shea would give me different advice than four other acting coaches.
True.
And so, in a sense, I have to take the words that somebody else wrote, and I have to make them somehow my own through the eyes of the character that I'm playing. And I play a nun in one of the skits, and a nosy neighbor in another, and a frugal, uptight woman in another, and just all kinds of different people
mm-hmm.
that you get to portray. I didn't get to speak French in one of the scenes. But I really like it. So if folks are interested in getting involved in Act Two Players, what's the best thing to do? Just contact Quincy Community Theater?
Yeah, I would say so. And as you mentioned, Mary, you know, this is an opportunity to get involved, right? And in fact, we have folks come in and just all they want to do is just, you know, be a part of the group and
be a part of the rehearsal.
Read directions. Just hang out, right? There's no obligation to necessarily perform to write to really do more than just, you know, be a part of it. I would say if you were to go to our website, 1QCT.org, there's information about Act Two Players on there. We do meet at Calftown Coffee House. And in fact, we'll be there today.
Doing a free performance at 1.
1 o'clock. So that's a great opportunity to come meet the gang. But, you know, we tend to meet at the theater most times. But the first Wednesday of the month, we meet at Calftown Coffee House. Now, I say that with an asterisk because the last couple of times we've either had people on vacation
it hasn't worked.
You know, it hasn't
worked.
We're
pretty flexible. That's the other thing, too. People
We're
say,
flexible,
why aren't you in
yes.
a show? And I say, because the show takes 8 weeks of my undivided, absolute attention.
That's right.
Every waking moment, and I don't have that. But I've got an hour a week.
Yes, of course.
To hang out with my friends and do a little show and practice. Rehearse, excuse me. I still say practice. You're not supposed to practice in theater. You're supposed to rehearse.
That's right. Rehearse. But actually, you know, as you mentioned, it brought to mind, you know, the low commitment of it. And that's something that, you know, at QCT, I feel very strongly about getting more adults involved, more kids involved too, at very different levels, right? Because there's a benefit for everybody to get involved as much or as little as they can. There really is. This is an opportunity to get involved in a low commitment. We also have for adults the QCT Playwriting Festival that we are debuting this summer in conjunction with the Midsummer Arts Fair. And this is also staged readings, just like the Act Two players, but these are plays who solicited from the community and actually from the national playwrights too. The word got out. And
yeah,
we
have national playwrights that have submitted.
We had 140 plays get submitted to us. And those are
we're
gonna
not
get,
doing 140.
We're not only doing five, just five this time. But, you know, that's going to be at QCT on the 28th, June 28th at 6:30 p.m. So come out and participate as an audience member. And next year, we'll see you on stage.
Okay. Brendan, it's so great. Folks, Jersey Boys this summer, call about tickets. But get your kids involved and get yourself involved. If you're retired or semi-retired and you're looking for something to do that will expand you, something for you.
Mm-hmm.
But we go around like we're at the Illinois Veterans Home. If you don't get a thrill performing for the veterans that saved our American soil,
right,
you don't have a – if you want to be patriotic, just go out there and perform for those people, and they're very appreciative
it's
audiences.
It's meaningful, yeah.
Brendan, thank you so much. We've got to head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative, see what's happening with the farm markets. I'll see you at 1.
See you at 1.
At Captown Cafe, and everybody, come on down. Free show. Lisa is standing by at the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. And Lisa, you hear more off-air stuff than most people. It's kind of a crazy menagerie of things that are happening here at WTAD. But what do the farm markets look today? It's cold, Lisa. It's only 62 degrees.
Oh, my gosh. Good morning. Corn for July is up 3 at 441. September, it's up 3 at 426. Soybeans for July is up 8 at 1049. August is up 8 at 1042. Wheat for July is up 2 at 538. Soybean meal for July is up 3 at 297. Lean hogs for July is up at 105.55. Feeder cattle for August is up 1 at 302. Live cattle for August is up 1 at 211. Crude oil is up at 62.49. And the Dow Jones is up 39 at 42,640. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Lisa, so much. She is so much fun. Lisa from the Ursa Farmers Cooperative, we appreciate her and what she does every day. And if you could see, it's crazy how I get on the phone. Hey, Lisa, quick, I got to get to the farm market. She's always ready to go. Speaking of always ready to go, Robin Walker is here. She's been a dear friend of mine for a very long time. She has an alter ego. We mentioned that a little bit earlier. She also is a professional clown. But that's not why she's here today, although she's always lots of fun and she's blinged out at all times. But she's a member of the Golden Community. And, well, she's really a member of a larger Brown County. I mean, Mount Sterling, Golden, you're a member of a lot of different communities. But the great thing about small town America is, thank God there are Robin Walkers and people like her in every small town, because they're the ones that keep these small towns vibrant and active. You're going to talk today about a fundraising event to help a special community event. So welcome and tell us all about it, please.
Well, thank you, Miss Mary. So excited always to come and talk with you. Now, before we begin on this great thing, you were talking about theater. It's so vibrant to have theater and performing arts in our community because it connects us. The interpersonal communication skills are essential. I am a member for almost 10 years now. Our group has been spending money and changing our little part of Northeast Adams County, and they did fund the arts through funding the Central Drama Club last year, which was, you know, very helpful. I just think that what you said about connecting and funding and working together is imperative, and that's what the Tracy Family Foundation has come up with for next week, June 9th through 12th. It's a whole thing called WCIL Gives, West Central Illinois Gives. all of the nonprofits in that area could create a fundraising page through WCIL Gives and tell their story. And why is WCIL Gives occurring June 9th through 12th? Well, Mary, let me tell you, it's about love. Don't you love love, Mary?
I love love.
Well, everybody enjoys a good love story. And it begins with the love that the Tracys had for each other. They were married on June 9th. So the Tracy Family Foundation wanted to honor what they did with that love. Not only did they sow an amazing Catholic family, and you and I are fellow Catholics, you know that.
Yes, they were reproductive masters. And they also, you know, when you name your company after your wife, when you call your company Dot Foods because you love your wife that much.
Yep.
I mean, that pretty much says it because every day, you know,
you see it.
Every day you see the love that the Tracys had for each other and the family downline continues to have for each other. But more than that, how they turned that love for each other and their family, and they built that love so big that it overflowed, and now it just keeps flowing into the community. And really, it's really international because Dot Foods is everywhere now.
And
we think of them as, Mount Sterling, but they're everywhere.
All over the United States.
And they're helping communities everywhere they go. Their love overflows.
That's the point, love. And that's what I want everybody to understand about this fundraiser because everyone's confused. I blew my mind out of my Golden Friends members. What? Hashtag this? Online, social media? It is confusing, but it's new and we have to get in the 21st century. So, Tracy Family Foundation, I call them the totally fabulous philanthropic family because their love, the two of them, Robert and Dorothy
mm-hmm.
got married, and not only did their love, you know, change the world with their children because each one of them changed the world, their seeds that they sowed with philanthropy have changed Mount Sterling, Brown County, entire West Central Illinois, and so much more. I know we benefit, and we could not even hold our annual fundraiser without the Dot Foods Small Foods Grant. So all people have to do is be a friend. This is peer-to-peer friend fundraising. Go to Facebook. Go to social media. Use the hashtags WCILGives. Every organization created a fundraising page. You go in there. You look. You read about the organization, their mission. Ours is to support, promote, and improve the Golden Library, its community, and resources. We've been doing that for almost 10 years. We've created three annual events now, so big that we've now partnered with the Golden Historical Society to bring our Christmas event to the windmill. It's a huge event, and it's a beautiful event and a beautiful backdrop. We love partnering to help other community organizations. So when you invest in Golden Friends, you're not just investing in us, you're investing in the Golden Public Library, the Golden Village, the school, Central Schools, whatever the Greater West Central Public Library District needs, because Golden Library Branch is one of theirs. And actually, it's their shining star. And that's because our librarian, Shelly Jones, and assistant librarian, Linda Hoosier, along with their backbone, which is Golden Friends. Anything they want, we get. We write the grants. Well, I write the grants. Shelly writes the grants. We do what we can. We're a team. And that's what this fundraising event is all about, being a team, peer-to-peer fundraising and strength. And all you have to do is go on your social media, use these hashtags, check us out, donate. The minimum donation is $5. But here's the cute catch. Tracy Family Foundation just doesn't give you an opportunity to raise money. They want to have fun. So it's a competition. We can actually earn money for prizes. Now, we're little. There's no way we're going to earn $1,000 in the first few hours and win that prize. There's no way we're going to win fundraising the most money because we're so tiny. And remember, we're Golden Friends, not just because we're in Golden, because we were five little golden age ladies that started this. Now we have a couple youngins and we're up to eight people. It's amazing. But, you know, we need funds. Volunteerism is dying. We are seeing holes in the society, in the fabric of our society. And if we as peers, as friends, don't care about what is being done and being changed and support those changes and those organizations, then our fabric starts to break. And that's why we need Tracy Family Foundation. and they created this WCIL Gives. It's the first year. And a lot of people didn't want to do it because they didn't understand. But if I see the words free money or prizes, I'm jumping on it for my friends. Because you know what? I'm sorry, we're a little older, and doing that fundraiser is a lot of work. Plus, we go out in the cold for, like, days, and we hang up thousands of lights and decorations. And I know I'm freezing for days.
But Christmas in Golden makes it worth it.
It is. And so many people decorate now. And that's the ball. That's the thing. And that's what I learned in social work. It's like feathers in the wind. And when it's a good feather, they're going to blow all over. You know, that's that adage I heard from my mom, you know. Gossip's like feathers in the wind. You don't know where it's going to go, who's going to hear it. Well, goodness is like that too. So let's spread the goodness that Tracy Family Foundation has spread through their good work, and let's make that be a spider web of positive effect and growth and change. All you got to do is check out something on social media June 9th through 12th. Use our hashtags WCILGives, hashtag Golden Friends, hashtag Golden Public Library, hashtag Change for Golden. It's all over there, the information. Call us, email, text, Facebook us. All you need is $5. But you can grab a bunch of friends, 10 people, you know, 50 cents each. 5 friends, $1 each. Pull that money together. One person be the friend to lead that donation and press the button. We've made it that easy. All you got to do is go on the link, press the button, donate. I love the idea of a bunch of kids taking their piggy bank money and saying, here, Mom, will you do this for us? Or I like the idea of a bunch of friends. You know, I don't have a big circle of girls to gab with. Like, I love coming and seeing you, Mary. But how about a bunch of girls saying, hey, let's forego our morning coffee and put this money to Golden Friends. And then, you know, push that button. So whatever you want to do to help us, you be creative. We've got some surprises coming next week. We're going to go live on Facebook with some characters that really love to promote Golden Friends. I know you're giggling, and I want to come see you today.
We are going to spend a lot of time together today.
Well,
Robin,
after
this show's over, Robin and I are catching up because we don't see each other often enough. You know, this is one of those things where it stays local. I see so many of these GoFundMe things, you know, save a seal in, you know, Santa Monica, California. Okay, I love seals too. But let's save what we've got here. Let's donate to what we've got here. And with our contributions and the Tracy family magnifying those and that family foundation staying in perpetuity, we're going to be talking about next month on the Mary Griffith Show about Teens Active in Grant Making, which is with the Community Foundation. So they're really starting to try to get these youngsters to have good entrepreneurial skills and good charitable giving skills. We've got about 1 minute left, so give us your plug.
Well, Tracy Family Foundation is also doing this tag thing that Community Foundation is. They're bringing young kids in to philanthropy. So this is your chance, kids. If you care about what the library does and all the fun that we offer and the resources and you want more stuff, save your pennies, save your dimes. All you need is $5 to make that donation, and you can pool your funds. Peer-to-peer fundraising. Friends, it's fun, and it's a competition. Help us make change for Golden.
So the Golden Friends, you know, you love the Golden Windmill Follies. You love the Christmas in Golden. You love all the activities that are going on up there. It only happens because this group of people got together and cared about their community, and we are so glad that Robin Walker was here today to talk about this.
Thank you
very much for being here, Robin, and stay tuned. And again, if you aren't social media literate, get literate. It's you know what? Some of my older friends are much more literate than I am. It's not an age thing. There's people in their 90s that can click, 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 click.
I'm awful at it.
Yeah, but I'm terrible too, but I'll do this. WCIL Gives. WCIL Gives. Hashtag, and then look up Golden Friends, look at some of the other things, and have a ball this week giving money. Next week, June 9th through the 13th, giving money 12. In honor of the Tracy Family Foundation.
Yes.